Next patient, Barbara Taylor. The last name is T, like in tango, I-Y-L-O-R, Taylor, Barbara. It's the clinical case of a 54-year-old female that is followed by an in the practice because of the presence of CKD2. The patient has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, overweight, and diabetes. We have been given Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams of Q every week, and she has been improving gradually. The administration of Ozempic has been questionable because of the availability of the medication. I'm going to give her a written prescription to see whether or not she can go to the pharmacy and get a coupon. And she was suggested to increase the Ozempic to 0.5 milligrams on a weekly basis in order to get a better result. Number two, the patient has a CKD2. The laboratory workup shows that the creatinine is 0.82, the BUN is 17. Serum electrolytes are with normal limits, albumin 4.2. The protein creatinine ratio, 57 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The uric acid is 6. Very stable condition. Following number. Diabetes mellitus that is under control. Hemoglobin A1C, 6.1. Following over arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today in the office, 133 over 85. The patient is advised to quit the salt altogether. Continue with a plant-based diet and decrease the fluid intake. Following over. This patient has a history of congestive heart failure. She has been much better. She's followed with the cardiologist, Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, period. Overall, the patient is better. We continue to encourage the patient to go to 200 pounds. A paragraph, we invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.